This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How do you describe what that felt like?
Yeah, it's never a good taste when you get beat like that, you know, so handedly. And fourth quarter wasn't even close. So, yeah, leave it at that.
And we still feel that way because most people, when they go to the casino, can tell you about their losses and not necessarily the wins. It's Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable here on 670 The Score, filling in for Raheemy, Harris, and Grody on this January 2nd. And you're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers in Pottawatomie Casino. Of course, Chicago taking on Detroit on Sunday, and you can tune in, or that's happening from 12 to 3:25, the local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Cruz, Patrick Manley, and Mully, they're going to get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, I was talking about the pregame show here on The Score, they're going to have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard right here on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. All right, so Kate and I, gearing up for this game on Sunday, we're talking to ourselves, and, you know, I feel confident that the Bears are going to win. My mailman feels confident. The doorman at the restaurant I went to 2 days ago when we were talking felt confident. But I never get to the question why, Kate. And that's what we're asking you right now. Phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. You know the Bears are going to win on Sunday, but why? Why are you so confident all of a sudden?
I think a lot of it is what Detroit's looked like down the stretch, what they've looked like the last couple of games. It's not the same fear-inducing team that put up 52 on the Bears. This has been a different team at different points in the season, and right now it's the worst version of this team. So I think that's why Bears fans, they look at this and they're like, okay, well, we can beat this version of the Lions, and people aren't going to come out and say this version. It's just the Lions as a whole, but it's different when they're playing, their secondary is as banged up as it is. Jared Goff hasn't quite been playing like typical Jared Goff with the turnovers against the Vikings, things like that. So it's recency bias of the current iteration of the Lions that has Bears fans believing so wholeheartedly that they're going to come out and put the smackdown on the Lions.
It does feel that way. It feels that way because, but the reason why it's hard for me to swallow it, because I've seen bad Detroit Lions teams.
Oh, there's been plenty of them.
Plenty of them. And then all of a sudden, you know, they find Ben Johnson and Dan Campbell, Jared Goff. They put together these wonderful pieces. Jahmyr Gibbs, they steal David Montgomery for us. And then all of a sudden, they become this feared Lion. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard for me to just say, oh, okay, they're done again. They went away, and the Bears are now this team that should be winning. But again, I'm curious. I have my thoughts. I want to know what say you. Let's go to Dre out in Chicago. Going to let us know why he thinks the Bears are going to win on Sunday. Why is it? Why are we so confident, Dre?
Hey, how y'all doing? Happy New Year to y'all.
Happy New Year to you.
Man, you know, I'm really confident about it because, man, I just feel like the Bears are just a better team. I feel like the Bears will come out this game, be the tougher team. Through the course of this game, we will be able to run the ball and set that up through play action. We've been playing playoff football the last three or four weeks, you asked me. The Bears have been gearing up to start this playoff run. And I feel like the Lions are kind of, no disrespect to the Lions, but they're kind of packing it in. A lot of injuries. They've been beat up this year. A lot of tough games. So I just think just the circumstances and the point we at right now, the Bears are ready to continue this thing. The Lions are ready for the offseason.
It's interesting because, you know, when you look at the squad, like, and you're thinking about them packing it in, it just seems so odd. And then when you're trying to stack the teams up against each other, they're still kind of close, right? You mentioned the running game, Dre, but if you were to put Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery up against DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manunga, I think we'd all say we'd lean towards the Lions on that. Yep. When you're looking at the wide receiver room, remember, Rome's not playing. Luther Burden's banged up a little bit. So, you know, again, you're talking about comparable, if not better, on the Lions side. Quarterback is the only one that you might make a good argument for, but, you know, Caleb's come on as of late. Again, it's interesting. It's an interesting conversation, Dre. You know what I'm saying? It's interesting to think that the Bears are just sure clearing away the better team.
Yeah. I think a lot of that has to do with the momentum we got going as well. So I think a lot of that, you know, that momentum carrying us this season, you know, that can make or break teams.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, Kate, I think a lot of people underestimate what happened when they got rid of or when they were relieved of Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, Dan Campbell was a good rah-rah coach, but he was also good to hire the right people. And when you get to bring in Ben and when you get to bring in Aaron Glenn, those are your right people. When they leave, it's like to have to replace them immediately when you weren't necessarily sure they were going to be gone or not, it has an impact. And let's not forget, this is a squad that thought they were going to the Super Bowl last year. They thought they were the team of destiny, that this was it. This was the year. And, you know, people talk about a Super Bowl hangover, but when you're a team that doesn't make it and then you lose your coordinators, how are you going to listen to two new guys that where Ben Johnson's having the success he's having? You know, when you're thinking about why a team crumbles, that's what mm-hmm. I'm talking about. Why am I listening to you? My offensive coordinator is with the Bears, and they won the North. You don't know what you're talking about on this play call. Or you don't know. You're calling the wrong play on the wrong down. Things like that that can make a team crumble.
Well, it's not just the offensive and defensive coordinator. They lost all sorts of position coaches right. as well. So like all of those relationships within the locker room that don't get so talked true. About enough, like those are gone too. And what has Antoine Randle-L done for the Bears this year? A ton.
Spark plug.
Exactly. And so you take that away from the Lions, like let's forget about Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. Like there are so many other coaches here that Terrell Williams went to the Patriots to be their defensive coordinator. I mean, JT Barrett, quarterback's coach here with the Bears. Like those types of things don't get talked about enough, but that has it doesn't have as big of an impact as the OC and DC, obviously. Yeah. But for individual players and those relationships that they have and how they develop within the system, like that matters too.
Yeah, and you heard Ben Johnson say that, you know, what is happening inside the locker room with this team and within the organization, it is special. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't happen often, and he's been a part of some great runs in Detroit, so he understands that. And I think there is something happening within it, and it just goes to show when you don't have that, how quickly a team can fall apart. It's Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable filling in for Raheem Harris and Grody here on 670 The Score. Let's go back out to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. The question is, why do you feel so confident that the Bears are going to beat the Lions on Sunday? What is it about the team? What is it specifically that you're saying? Right? Think about where you were in week two after that loss. Think about where you're at now. But what is it that's giving you that confidence?
The whys.
The whys. Let's go to Scott out in Highland Park. Maybe he has the whys. Scott, why are you so confident? What is it? What that's making you feel that way?
I'll tell you what it is. It's culture. Okay, and Ben Johnson, they lost a ton of culture with Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson, and we gained a ton of culture with Ben Johnson and the coaches that he picked to run this staff. There is no doubt in my mind, regardless of the Lions' health, playoff situation, the Bears are the better team because Ben Johnson has put them in a position to win every game, even the games they've lost. The San Francisco game, the Green Bay game. 8 games we had a chance to come back. 6 of them we won. I'll take those percentages any day. You cannot say enough about the way he's put this team in a position to win and the way that these players have responded. We're the better team. Thanks.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it. That's a great point, Kate. Uh-huh.
I wonder if Bears fans would be as confident if this game were being played earlier on in the season. Like if this were a Week 15 game.
Hmm.
And to his point, like, the culture was still established in week 15. So yes, I think that is a massive part of it, is that this is just completely different than what Bears fans have seen for, I mean, Gabe, go back. Yeah. 2018, maybe. Like, there was culture there, for a long time. And so it's more of, and what we've heard even just from a couple callers this morning, is it's less of the X's and O's and on-field play, and more of, like, what everything else has changed for this organization.
It's true, right? And then when Scott talks about culture, we could feel it, even as fans.
Yeah.
There is this notion that the Bears won't give up on you. Right, and mm-hmm. it's not just the comeback victories. I more so mean, like, the coaching staff won't allow for shortcomings. No, you better play your best. He's held them to that standard since the very beginning. And I think that's what it is. And I think, listen, do I think the Bears are better than the Lions? Yes. But I don't think that they're winning 10 out of 10 games against the Lions. So that's where the hesitancy comes from. But I think overall, when you're talking about this squad, yeah, They should beat them. And again, the culture plays a lot into that. I think that that's, yeah, it's interesting. All right, listen, Aaron called earlier today, and I'm curious to see what he has to say about the why, because he didn't answer that earlier. Aaron, I know you back.
Yeah, I thought I heard you say call back. And
yes, I
why.
Did.
Well, so here's the why. They swept us last year. They beat us this year. You want to go into the playoffs with a win, and you also want to get – that's another monkey, another chip that you want to X. Everybody said, well, X the Packers and get a win against the Packers, and you want to check that. You want to check Detroit, too. They are in our division. It is a division game. It does help with seeding. And quite frankly, just right now, our offense is hot right now. That's why – I believe we should win, because our defense is trash. We can all agree our defense is not stopping the cold. But our offense is playing good, and it should want to continue to play good going into the playoffs.
Okay.
That's the why.
I love
it. That's the why. So, you know, that right there. And again, it's Detroit, and you got to keep that whole city where it's supposed to be, in the garbage can where it belongs. There's us, and then there's them.
You're right.
Anything that's in our division is against us. So Minnesota, Green Bay, and Detroit are all garbage, and we should always want to get at least one win, if not a sweep, but at least one win a season.
I love it. Thanks for the call, Aaron. He's right.
He is.
Detroit is trash. No, I'm just playing. Shout out Robbie Triano. I know he's listening somewhere out there. Listen, the Lions, in their last couple of games, okay, obviously the one against Minnesota, as you mentioned, ton of turnovers in that one, but they put up 24 against Pittsburgh, 34 against the Rams. They put up 44 against the Cowboys, 24 against the Packers. I mean, they put up numbers. So just like the Niners, you're going to have to put up some points in order to win. And, you know, that Niners game was one of the few games throughout the season where the Bears' offense looked competent for four quarters as opposed to just the fourth. So, it's a tall task. That's why I asked the question, why, Kate? Because it's not a given that the Bears are going to win. I think they're better, but they're not going to win 10 out of 10 times.
No, and
I'm supposed to be positive today.
I know, we're kind of switching gears, and it's hard not to. But we have to talk about all aspects of this game,
yes.
Right? I would feel so much more confident going into this game if I thought our defense could hold the Lions to 10 points.
Like, not going to happen.
Like the Vikings. Exactly. So, like, we could find ourselves in another shootout. It's probably not going to be the same as last week against the 49ers, like that high of a scoring and back and forth. But
yeah.
It's I'm confident in the offense, and I think Bears fans should be extremely confident in what's going on offensively, especially over the last couple of weeks. But the confidence would come full circle and, like, complete the circle if I knew the defense could hold, because there's still a ton of talent on this Lions offense.
Yeah. Yeah, and the question remains with that offense and that shootout that could potentially be looming, you know, will Caleb Williams hit that 4,000-yard mark? And that's what a lot of people have been talking about. Bears fans have been buzzing. But the question is it a milestone, like we think as fans, or is it just a number, like Ben Johnson has stated? We're going to tell you what's real and what needs context and whether or not we think Caleb will reach that marker. It's Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable, filling in for Raheemy Harris and Grody, and we'll discuss QB1, number 18, after the break. Don't go anywhere. It's 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.